Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining me now, Dave Isaac, Flyers beat writer for the Courier Post. The Flyers on the road tonight. They will visit the Minnesota Wild. And Dave, a little home and home set here. The Flyers and Wild just skated in Philadelphia on Saturday. Minnesota won that game 1-0. What was the biggest thing you took out of that performance for the Orange and Black?
Well, I think there weren't too many surprises. Jason Zucker had been the guy to watch, and he was the guy that scored the only goal. I think he has the last six goals for the Minnesota Wild at this point. And they knew a lot of these Western Conference teams kind of played the same way. It was tight checking, not a lot of space. The Flyers, you know, like you said, it was a 1-0 game. The Flyers didn't give up all that much either. So it was a pretty close one. And unlike a couple of other scenarios this year where they've played the same team twice in a relatively short period of time and the games vary differently, the Flyers are expecting the same kind of game tonight where there's not going to be a whole lot of time with the puck on the stick before there's a body or a stick right in front of you, and there's got to be a decision made rather quickly. So I think they're expecting more of the same in the rematch tonight.
What's the latest on Nolan Patrick? I think he practiced on Monday. Are they expecting him to be able to go tonight, or if not tonight, soon?
Yeah, not tonight. He was part of the morning skate, which was an optional for the Flyers. He won't play tonight, but I think it's looking more and more likely that he plays Thursday against his hometown Winnipeg Jets. And Andrew McDonald was on this trip as well, but I don't think he'll play in either game. He was not on the ice today. He'll probably go out by himself tomorrow, which would be the first time since he got injured on October 21st. So slowly but surely, the Flyers are starting to get a little bit healthier. I know there's a lot more maybe concern around Nolan Patrick because, A, he's the number two overall pick, and, B, because with those head injuries and how long it's been, he hasn't played since October 24th. There's a growing concern when guys don't come back soon from those, but I think the Flyers certainly wanted to be cautious. This is the first head injury for Patrick in his career, so certainly not something they wanted to rush.
That shutout loss to Minnesota was the fourth time the Flyers have been shut out here through 17 games, and that's a pretty high number. Anything to that?
Yeah, those four times leads the league, and certainly something that this team is trying to push back against, because when they have put the puck in the net, they've done it kind of in bunches. They've been a high-scoring team at times. If you remember their home opener, they put up six or seven on the Washington Capitals. So this is a team that certainly has the capability of doing that. And I think a couple of times this season they've run into a hot goalie, but as Dave Haxtell said, not all four of those times. And there are things that they could have done better, a little bit more traffic in front of goalies. And I thought that was the case against Minnesota the other night. When the Flyers are in a place where they're not scoring, their kind of baseline strategy is to get the pucks up high to defensemen and have them shoot from there. And you don't always get traffic in front of goalies that way. And I think that's one of the things that this team is going to try and change tonight, is getting more bodies in front of the goaltender, Devan Dubnyk, who's got a shutout streak of more than 135 minutes at this point, and try and make life a little bit more difficult for him.
Do we know who's in goal tonight?
It should be Brian Elliott for the Flyers, which I believe is his third straight start. And he hasn't always gotten the results, but he's played very well this last little stretch here especially.
Dave Isaac, Courier Post, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get you ready for the Flyers and the Minnesota Wild tonight. Dave, if someone wants to check out more of your stuff, what should they do?
Follow me on Twitter at Dave G. Isaac or go to CourierPostOnline.com.
Dave, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.